Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I am greeting you once again because it is time for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's the calm before the fun drive storm, which starts on Monday.
Good luck to everybody. Hope the lockbox has a lot of money in it already. Hope it's short.
And before we can look forward to next week, we got to clear up the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the word categories. Rearrange the letters to spell two words, three letters, and seven letters, that each name something you might wear to a formal event. What are the words?
Well, I guess one is tie.
One is tie, and the other one is corsage. All right, Ian, what you got?
Well, Mike, the National League Championship Series between the LA Dodgers and the Milwaukee Brewers kicks off tonight. Baseball fans will remember the Brewers were a longtime American League team, and they've never reached the World Series since joining the NL in 1998. In honor of the NLCS, we'll bring back a format from our Dr. No show last week. I'll give you a category, and you name one answer for each letter in NLCS that fits the category. NBA team nicknames.
Okay, there's the Nets, the Clippers, the Lakers.
And that's the only L.
And if we had done this show a number of years ago, I could have said the Supersonics, but that doesn't count anymore. So the Suns.
Nicely done. Also, the Spurs, Cavs, Celtics. Okay, since it's the Halloween season, let's do candy brands.
Snickers?
Sure, you could also do Spree or Sweet Tarts.
This is tough.
For the C, there's an alliterative one that includes the name of a city.
This isn't the one you're thinking of, but it's Cracker Jack candy? Does that count?
You know, it's definitely not health food, so I'll allow it.
Candy corn, that works.
Sure.
Nerds?
Yes, Nerds is on my list. Also, Now and Later.
Does that count for both N and L?
It can if you want.
Are they called Lemonheads?
I will take Lemonheads. That was not on my list, but that's a good pull.
What'd you have?
I was going with the classic Lifesavers.
Wow, that was tough.
Let's see how you do with African countries.
Niger?
Sure.
Or Nigeria. L is... I never pronounce this quite correctly. Is it Lesotho? C, there's Chad, or what's the other one? Cameroon. And S, South Africa. I'll go with the easy one on that one.
You also could have said Congo, Liberia, Libya, Namibia. Let's talk now about U.S. capitals.
Oh, you're going to do this one to me again, are you? Nashville is the only N, so Nashville. Is Lincoln the capital of Nebraska?
It is. You also could have said Little Rock or Lansing.
C. I've been there once or twice. Concord, New Hampshire.
Right. There's also an alliterative answer here in the American West.
Oh, Carson City, Nevada. And so what's left? The S?
And you have a lot of options.
Sacramento.
How about Salt Lake City, Santa Fe, Salem? Magazine titles.
S is Sports Illustrated.
Sure. You could also have said Spin or Scientific American.
How about National Geographic for N?
Sure. Or can you think of another national title?
National Review?
Sure. Inquirer or The Nation?
How about L? How about Ladies Home Journal?
Love it.
And then so what's the one I have left? Is C? How about Consumer Reports?
Ah, another one not on my list. Nice. I was thinking of a popular women's magazine.
Oh, Cosmopolitan?
Also, Cigar Aficionado. Well, Mike Nothnagel didn't need seven games to win this week's show. I'm not sure exactly what rules we're playing by, but he did great. How about you? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or if you would like to take another run around the bases at these questions, or perhaps go into extra innings with some extra credit, that's over at wamc.org/anyquestions, where you will also find this challenge. Ian.
Start with the term hitting coach. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a two-word phrase that might describe what a team celebrating winning the NLCS will have. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. He's also a Red Sox fan, which I say begrudgingly. Mike, get to work on that challenge and we'll be back at this same time next week if the fun drive's over.
We will see you then.